Living your life so that when you wake up every morning, you look up to God and say, thank you for letting them open again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Could you just say hi to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, the radio show I work for?
Hey, Don Geronimo and Michael who?
Mike O'Mara.
Michael Mammon?
No, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, Michael Mary.
It's Mike O'Mara.
And meanwhile, he's heard his name pretty good so far, right?
Thanks, Jerry.
Are you retarded? It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
They are forever making pretend. Don and Mike.
That's who we are. This is Jerry Lewis.
I believe you should marry the retarded say forever with Jerry Lewis.
Oops. You took it out of the story. Wow, you took it out fast, Rob.
Okay.
Are you retarded?
There it is.
That's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Retarded, Jerry.
Phone scan. 877-365-3636. That's from America, Canada. 800-636-1067. Here we go with your live telephone calls. Phone scan. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Are you doing the Imus thing?
Hey, this is funny. Everybody drives and eating all our steaks.
Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. This is the phone scam. And I'm fluish. And your radio's turned up and I have no patience for
you. Good. You should.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
We're fine. Hi.
I just wanted to send out a warning to all your listeners. Don't go see White Noise. It's absolute waste of time and money.
Man,
really?
You're a bigger Michael Keaton fan, Don, than I am, and I wanted to see that.
Not me. Here's the reviews that I read of it, and I'm not kidding. The reviews said a lot of the movie is Michael Keaton sitting in a room watching a TV that just has snow on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's most of it.
Yeah, it's not even like Poltergeist where the little girl is, Mommy, I'm inside. A lot of it is just seriously him sitting in the channel, turned to number three, not plugged in.
Oh, man.
His last movie with reincarnation was scarier. You know, when he played the snowman?
You know, his greatest movie.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, that one and what's the one where he was four clones of himself?
Johnny Dangerously.
Multiplicity.
Multiplicity. That's the worst Michael Keaton movie ever. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I saw Michael Keaton on Ellen DeGeneres today. And Michael Keaton said, she said, where have you been? Why did you do it? He said, well, I wanted to take a little break. And quite frankly, most of my work that I was doing was bad.
He said that.
Wow. You never hear an actor say that.
You know, I flipped by that interview for a second this morning, too. Yeah. And it looked to me like they had edited his responses.
Yes. I thought the same thing.
You know, that Ellen would ask him a question. And
it was chopped up a little bit. And because there was one or two obvious edits in it. And there were one or two of them. And I saw that. And I said, you know, she doesn't do a show like that.
Right.
Where they have to, okay, stop tape. Michael used the bad word.
Hello. I thought you just said Michael Hughes the bad word.
No.
Which is also true.
The bad word.
Michael Hughes.
He's the bad word.
The bad word. Hello, Senior Hughes. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Being from the D.C. area, I'm just going to adapt.
Good cell phone.
Being from the D.C. area, you're going to have a crappy cell phone. And you're not going to be able to...
You ever look at the bars before you call, huh?
Find a mudslide.
He's
Hello.
In one.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, Tindars. Is this WHFS? I'm going to request La Bamba.
Okay, 2 days ago, maybe, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is Joe Bucks.
2 days ago, maybe. 3 days ago, maybe. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. Hi there, Mike.
Hi there.
Did you hear about this new candy app that's supposed to taste like pot?
I have. I've read about it.
Michael Elston.
Sounded very authoritative there, didn't he? I have. I've read about it. Yes.
Actually, I think, Buzz, you had that on your news.
Yeah. Yeah. They make lollipops and other candy.
One's in New York's called Chronic, and here in Baltimore it's called Hemp.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, my friend.
Are you a big pot smoker, sir?
I wish.
See you at Buzz's Candy Shop.
I wish.
Can you
imagine? Well, Rob, that would indicate to me he doesn't have the funds to pursue his habits.
Buzz's Candy...
I was a drug user.
It's good to have a goal.
Buzz's Candy Shop would be something like the fountain in the movie Pleasantville. You know, one of those old-time...
Right.
Almost like a Tasty Diner-type places.
White cardboard hat,
mm-hmm.
white
mm-hmm.
shirt, black bow tie.
And the little and jars. No pants. And the little jars that are filled up with the stainless steel covers on them.
Right. Yeah.
And inside all of them, buds.
Or pills.
Or pills.
And also, just because he'd have those same things, it has nothing to do with drugs, but it'd be funny. The thing in the barber shop
the
where they
cones?
Have the gigantic
big thing of combs that's in that blue antiseptic.
Yeah,
yeah, but at Buzz's place, you drink the blue stuff.
It's got straws in it.
It smells like absinthe.
Good. Don and Mike show. This is the phone scan. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thanks.
Excellent. Hey, listen, I just wanted to thank you for your link on the website where my wife and I can go and contribute money to the tsunami relief deal.
Yes, because you couldn't do that unless we had a link up on our website.
Finally, someone is on that cause.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what?
What?
It prevents us. It enables us when all these other feebs approach us for money for this thing, at least in this case anyway, we can trust that you guys and your minions are going to make sure that the money gets to where it's going.
You should know this, that all the money that you donate for tsunami relief on our website where it says Red Cross,
right.
All the money goes right into Rob's pocket.
Yeah. I knew you were going to do that.
But I'm considering giving a portion of it.
Good Rob, for you, Rob. Rob is managing it, and Rob is a brand new riding lawn.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You should see it.
The Tsunami 4000.
Fantastic.
We're calling it Mowing Down Disaster.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
I got something for you.
All right.
Couple months ago, a lady called, and she said she loved your chuckle.
Oh, well, that's right. Yes.
That was the funniest skit that I've ever heard.
It's a great skit we did, Mike.
They spent half a day writing
that. That's a great skit. The writers were up all night on that.
I enjoyed that, and it was especially good because we made Buzz wear a Viking helmet.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Okay, you are dead to me, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how have you been anyway?
Just say that when I go to a line, no one's there. Hello.
How you doing?
Okay, see you.
Covered.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on the air.
Stop asking Don and Mike how they're doing.
God bless you.
5,000th time, they're doing fine.
Thank you.
God damn it.
God bless you. Can I tell you, but sir, really,
I love that caller. Yeah.
But I'm not doing fine.
But here's the deal. Well, I love what that caller just said. He said, I didn't want to say it.
I'm definitely sick.
I forced myself not to say it to the last caller, and then this guy did that.
Rarely
do I thank a listener. That's great. But you want to talk about your being, you are sick.
You're on your deathbed.
Yes. You're sick. I'm always sick now.
You've been sick for 8 months.
Sick always.
Yes. A lot of people don't know you flatlined twice during the last commercial break.
J.A.
But we brought him back.
We did.
We know the special way.
Hello. Todd and Mike show.
Those aren't paddles.
Hello.
Hey, Todd and Mike. Yeah, just found out my dog's a lesbian. Do y'all got fake poo?
Okay, get out of here. Hello, Todd and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Todd and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. I was watching that show, The King of Queens, the other night. I never really watch it, but you know that loudmouth that used to be on your show, Leo Remedy? She's not on that show anymore.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Now you're trying to like craft some crazy
Johnny Phony
comedy
calling bit
here.
It's Johnny Phony with another one of his bad ideas.
By the way, Kirstie Alley was talking about her show Fat Actress, and she said we shouldn't make fun of actresses who've always been fat. We should only make fun of actresses who were once thin and turned fat. And she said that would be herself and two other actresses she wouldn't name. We know who one of them.
One of them has to be Leo Remedy.
Right.
Shelley Winters. Shelley Winters started
you
it.
You must be.
Hello. So let the funning begin.
Mike, yo, hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Welcome to Houston.
Right, we've been there for a while. Thank you for listening.
I know. I found you by mistake. I used to listen to you guys out of Baltimore about 8 years ago, and I moved down here, and I finally found you.
Don't you love it?
Are we your favorite mistake?
That was my favorite mistake.
That's Cheryl Crow.
That's great.
That was about Eric Clapton, right? That song she wrote about Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
Every time I hear that song, wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Love Houston.
You're my favorite mistake. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Another round of Wilt's grape juice.
That's Larry with the talking about his kid.
Daddy, you've got a great mustache.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Yes, hello.
Hey, do you believe in arranged marriages?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I want to fix up my daughter with your son because I want to grow old with you as my in-laws.
Consider it done.
To the point. Meet the Geronimo.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I just like to see you guys rule. You guys make the drive home so much better.
Thank you, sir.
Very much.
Call when you get some hair down there. Hello.
Thank you so much. If you were going to be an in-law, who would you be closer to, the Robert De Niro character or the Dustin Hoffman character?
Yeah, probably Dustin Hoffman.
You think so, really?
Probably, yeah.
Shirt open and...
Yeah.
Don't you think in your own little way you might be a little bit more like Robert De Niro, though?
I do. Yeah, I think so, except in the new Meet the Fockers, he's too over the top.
Oh, yes.
He's too... I mentioned this with the kid, with the baby. He's too much, you know, I will be watching you.
Yeah.
I'm more like Dustin Hoffman.
Maybe you'd be more like Alan Arkin in the older In-Laws movie.
You know,
listen to that, ladies and gentlemen. That was a break.
It was funny during the Rich Eisen segment. It was almost a goof to have references that didn't make sense.
Right.
Now you're killing us.
Oh, that's killing?
He's Alan laughing. Arkin equals killer.
How about Adam Arkin? He's a little more current.
No.
Arkin?
The Arkin family.
All right, I'll go strike them from the script.
Arkins are bad.
Arkins are very
hello,
bad.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, no.
Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show. You are on the air.
Gentlemen, yesterday, did you speak of Jeff Garcia and his gay lisp?
I only wish that you would have listened to yesterday's show.
No. Sacramento, they play a best of segment.
Huh? We were live yesterday.
You were live yesterday, yes, sir. Did that they played the old segment? I know because I'm an everyday listener.
No, okay. We were live.
As you're doing Napoleon
you
Dynamite.
We were live. We were live in Sacramento, okay?
Yesterday.
You talked about that a long time ago, and you had, like, the same exact conversation again.
Shut up! God, you're making my boogers want to explode out of my nose. Stop it! We talked about it yesterday. Really, we did with Jeff Garcia and his hot girlfriend.
What a moron!
And you know what? I got a follow-up on that, and I'm going to have to give my wife some credit. That when we were talking about Jeff Garcia, the thought to be gay quarterback of the Browns, and
with the two hottie girls,
that he had these two playboy hotties that were actually fighting over him in a club.
Right.
Frida called in yesterday and said it sounds a bit prearranged. Mm-hmm. And I read in the sports section today that they went to court yesterday, and well, la la, everything's done. The one girl got like a $90 penalty and 4 hours of community service, and it does seem like it was a prearranged stunt.
So you think they might both be beards?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I think my wife was right.
Mm-hmm.
And I am back to being afraid of her today.
Good for you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank God it's you guys.
Hey. Okay. Now that's why you made me laugh.
Whatever happened to Uncle Cartoon?
Well, Mike gets headaches.
But you know, I've taken a couple of stabs at him.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. But it's one of those things. It's got to be like right before a long weekend or before a vacation because you blow out your head.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it before the absence show.
I think his last visit was at the Final Four. Because remember in that crowded room?
Oh, that's right. With Jim Gray last year.
And you shouted to Jim Gray.
That's right.
Hey, Gray. How are you? Jim Gray.
Hello there. Not in my show. Hello. Are you there? Hello.
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 Hi, slow person.
Hello.
It's Michael Jackson. Mike.
Okay. Hello. Hello. Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hello, Joe Buck, Phil.
Okay.
Him again.
Don and Mike show. I think it's a different guy, Buzz.
Really?
It's a popular joke.
Oh,
today.
I guess so.
Hello there. Joe Buck's here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi,
baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, I need some pony help.
Some what?
Some pony help.
Some pony help? Okay, go ahead. Fire away.
Oh, do you still have that pony for your girls?
I don't get to stay still while you try to get the clothes on.
Fair question. That's good.
You were ready to answer that too. I was.
I still have the pony, I believe.
Can we have the answer to that question, though, the guy asked?
How do you get his clothes on?
Yeah.
It's a difficult process, but what I like to do is put something shiny next to its eyes and play soft music.
One hoof at a time.
Absolutely. It's great.
I was watching a Columbo recently because I'm a loser of the largest regard.
It's all misdirection with a pony.
And Columbo figured out that some guy killed another guy and redressed him because of the way that his shoes were tied. Did you see that episode?
I watched some Columbo over Christmas break as well.
Yeah, well, Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Loser Club.
You too. Man, you can't get in between that.
No. And can you want to, really?
Can you get in between that? Yeah, I watched some Columbo over the Christmas break, too.
Did you see the one where the Irish National was selling guns? It was a good one. It was a two-hour one.
I did not. I only
an afternoon.
I only watched the 90-minute ones. It's like
a little
one.
More, it's a little more macho than when you guys used to talk about Little House on the Prairie.
Hey, yeah, but not much.
Did you know Little House is back on?
I sure did.
What's the channel?
Channel 315.
Channel 311, I think.
Oh, Hallmark. I'm sorry. Hallmark. What's 315?
315 is Trio, which is now gone off DirecTV.
Right. Oh, yeah, no. But it's like at 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning.
9, 10, 11, and noon.
A whole 4 hours?
On the Hallmark channel.
Wow, and you know that TV Land is showing Highway to Heaven all week.
Hey, is that what the conversations sound like when you guys are talking in the morning?
No, they're not that funny.
Do they go that quickly?
But they are.
Is it that fast-paced?
Yeah.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah. It's great being us, Mike. You're really missing a lot by not being in that loop.
The Columbo loop.
CL.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey. Oh. Disqualification. Simply say hello and state your business. Hello, Don and Mike show.
By not being in that loop.
That's us on the radio. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Phone scam.
Hello. You guys familiar with Modesto, California, right? Scott? Everything?
We what? What about California?
Familiar with Modesto, California.
We love Modesto, California. God, I hope it doesn't get hit by a mudslide.
Okay, well, I just wanted you guys to know our new minor league baseball team is officially called the Modesto Nuts.
Okay. Hey, can you get us a hat?
Thank you. Hello, Don of Mike Show.
Go nuts!
we'll put it right by our University of South Carolina hat.
Yeah.
Hello, Don of Mike Show.
Hey, Don of Mike.
Hey.
Good pairing.
I've been waiting all week. Is B.A. Thong in it?
Oh, is B.A. Thong? Is B.A. Thong guy?
And as usual, we answer by saying we can only hope.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think only Joe knows today.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have such a good working relationship, Beth Ann and Joe.
He checks every day with his index finger.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Joe spends his endless time dropping pennies and dimes in front of Beth Ann.
And then he strums the thong. Yep, sure is. Me too.
Guess what? Me too.
Hold on. Feels pretty good.
Oh, I'm looking for some record. Do I take a phone call? Never mind. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike. Hey. This is Chili Amar from Fairfax.
Hi, Chili Amar from Fairfax.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. Hey, Donnie. People call in and bust your chops and always say that that Mike is a talent, which is true.
Yes.
But I've got to give you kudos, man, because people don't realize what you do behind the scenes. That's as far right. as running that op.
Thank you. Shut up. He's right. Don and Mike Show. I'm great. I know it. You don't have to tell me. Hello, Don and Mike.
But please tell me as often as possible.
Hello there.
Hey, guys.
That's it. You know, you... Here's the sound of Joe checking on the fan's thong.
Okay. That's it. Right there, that one.
Yep. Yep, she's wearing it today. Hey, Beth Ann, look. Here's a nickel on the ground. Could you bend over and pick it up?
Glad to see it again today.
Hello, Beth. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I hear the theme song for Saturday Night's Telethon is Catch a Wave by the Beach Boys.
Oh, no.
Okay. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, heads up for Rob Hayes. Sunday on Discovery Channel, over 100,000 Frenchmen are going to be killed when they all kill each other.
Heads up, Robbie. And why are they going to kill each other?
The French Revolution.
Oh, they're replaying it?
We relive history and leave.
Oh, gosh, shut up. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I should have hung up on him, but I was trying to find Catch a Wave by the Beach Boys.
I understand.
That's the kind of idiot I am. Because that's what I bring to the show. It's my behind-the-scenes right. stuff.
The magic.
It's what you do.
That's right. It's my magic. Happy Tsunami, everybody.
Catch a wave.
I just had to do it because the guy requested it, and I had to record.
The guy requested it, right.
I don't think it's funny, right. Mike. Hello. At least I've made a donation.
That's right.
I got to be honest.
So the joke was funny. It was a song that, you know, it was funny when it was just thrown out there, but, you know.
Not funny when the song was played?
Yeah, now it'll be played 50 times.
That's all. How about B.A. song?
Now I'm laughing.
Well, that's good. God. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Joe's phone screening skills should improve now that JP will be back to tell him how to
do it. No, now forget it. I mean, the words were all in the wrong place.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And you got the wrong guy anyway. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
It's Jack Diamond.
Jack Diamond checking in.
Sounds nothing like Jack
How
Diamond.
Did you nail that impersonation?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Oh, come on.
I just wanted to...
How are we? Hello, Don and Mike Show. How we are? Hello?
Huh?
How am I?
Now, that's a good way to start, huh?
Huh?
And then hang
up. Hi, Beth Ann.
Joe.
She's thonging.
God, Mike.
Thonging it.
Hello.
You got me with the 3-F-bomb episode, and you kept me with the doggles.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment.
He likes the show.
Is he trying to do like a Jerry Maguire compliment for us?
Yeah.
You had me at whatever?
Well, you know, it really hurts when there's an 8-second delay before he even starts talking.
Don and Mike Show, hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks. Did Kirstie Alley qualify the rules to skinny chicks gone fat?
She did.
Yeah, she did. She's the authority.
Does that mean that Anna Nicole Smith would qualify? She's skinny chick gone fat, gone skinny again?
Yeah, I think so. I think Anna Nicole would count. Absolutely.
And you know who else is Delta Burke?
Yeah, but she's never gone skinny again. Oh, no, she was. She was skinny.
On, was that First and Ten?
Right, yeah.
And also, wasn't she on Charles in Charge one time as like a guest star?
Like three, many more than three actresses that have done the skinny to fat thing.
Could you name the channel? Excuse me, Mike. This is a challenge just for Rob. Can you name the channel that's currently airing, Charles in Charge?
Is it
starring the multi-talented Scott Baio?
Is it Family?
It is not.
Oh, then I lose.
It is Chicago Superstation WGN.
Oh, yeah.
The Prince's phone question. The Prince's phone diary.
Tough question. Faggot.
I don't use it often, but once in a while I pull it out of there. It's so fun.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Yes, I just wanted to say hi.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
There you go. See you later. Drop dead. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What time?
Hey, guys. I'm the caller that asked everyone to stop saying, how are you?
Right, and you shouldn't really get through twice in a phone scan. It makes us look bad. Hello, Don and Mike Show. It does.
I know it does.
It does. It makes us look like we've got five people to call in the show. The problem is we take too many goddamn calls because you callers stink.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Don and Mike, did you guys hear the Star Wars guys are lined up for Star Wars already in Seattle?
Does anybody listen to the show that we're doing now?
Apparently not.
We had the guy.
That's not enough,
for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I want him dead.
Don and Mike.
Buzz.
Wow. Yeah.
Buzz bringing out the anger. Hello.
Good thing. Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Don and Mike,
good thing. Yes, sir.
I just want to thank Mike for picking Sacramento that he hates more than Canada.
Oh, thank you.
And there was one other export that Formula One race car driver Michael Schumacher donated 10.
Oh, shut up. Who cares?
So the first part, you can't get better than that. And, and seriously, thank you very much.
You'll get through the weekend on that.
I certainly will.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and freaking Mike.
Yeah.
It's great to have you guys back live in Austin, Texas.
Well, it's good to be on in Austin.
That's it, man. We love you guys down here.
Beautiful town.
What happened to the other show? There was some reason that we were on at night. What happened to whatever show they were running in the afternoon?
I don't know what happened there, but it was like a day behind. They always showed...
Our show was a day
later.
Yeah, they showed a day later.
Right.
I don't think that when they went Spanish.
Yeah, that one show went Spanish.
Just that one show went Spanish? All right, dude. We'll see you later.
No, wait.
What?
I wanted to tell you, I checked out your website.
Yeah.
I like that too, but shouldn't Mike be the one that has holding all the booze instead of Buzz?
Well, that's a valid question.
That's not very nice. That's not ordinary booze.
Why can't you be like the other caller who said, thanks for picking Sacramento over Canada?
Why don't you talk to him like Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
Let me go down here.
Like, you know, I drink, okay?
Wouldn't it be ironic if that guy had high-speed internet?
Hello.
Yes, it was.
Not in Mike's show. Hello.
Don is very gifted at running the board.
Is he doing a Reggie
White? He was a Reggie White.
Yes, he was a Reggie White.
Very gifted. Now, that's funny.
That's a good one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You're great.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, that was what you did. They just called to say you're great, Mike.
Oh, my goodness. You know what I realized?
What?
It's after 6 o'clock Eastern time on a Friday.
On a Friday. On a big 3-day holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter.
Go see Fat Albert because it's a holiday weekend.
In the winter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Mike's liver checking in.
How are you?
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
It's not responding.
It's gone.
Hello.
What's happening, Don and Mike?
It's small.
Hello. You're on the air. Hello.
Does it get big or small when it goes bad?
I think it initially gets big and then it'll reduce.
It enlarges, doesn't it?
I know a heart's bad when it enlarges.
Mostly it just hardens.
Just the liver.
It hardens. I know mine looks like a stack of four pennies.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, this is Carmelo Anthony. They hooked me up.
There you go. That's okay. It. That's the line.
That's the guy with the line from the LeVar Arrington commercial. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I don't think you guys should take a 3-day vacation this weekend.
Okay.
You lose half your audience in 3 days.
Okay, hold on. You know, that's funny.
That is good.
That's,
don't you know?
That's solid.
That's funny, but you should just quit while you're ahead. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Good going.
Hello.
Roman Maroney, never forget the fucking place, kid.
Do you have the blues? Hello, Don and Mike.
Call me back if you've got the blues.
The bum. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
My favorite part of the show is when someone makes like kind of an obscure joke, and then Don explains to everyone in the audience and in the studio that he gets the joke. Yeah. I think that's great.
No, my favorite part is hanging up on idiots like you.
Bingo!
There you go, mm-hmm. For goodness sakes. I'm serious. I have boogers that are at the side of my both cheeks right now, waiting to explode out. This is the sinus pressure that I'm feeling.
What is for dinner?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Here's another thing. It's a pisser. Don't matter, because it can't taste.
Yeah, that's one of the worst things about it.
Can't taste, can't smell, can't see, can't act.
And spots on body.
Find myself a nice, cool guy.
Chronic weight loss.
We'll be right back with Phyllis Diller. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're the last call.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm finally taking my trip to Iceland.
Don't screw it up because you're the last call. What were you saying?
I'm finally taking my trip to Iceland.
Is it a trip you want on this show?
That's right, me and my brother.
Well, what's taking you so long to get over to Iceland?
Well, you know, I'm a busy man, but sure. I want to know what's there to do, what's the nightlife like.
Well, it's real big for gays. I'm not kidding.
You know, one of the things where the women are, where most of the women are, you want to go to the glacier.
What?
No, you want to go to... Where is that?
You want to go to the Blue Lagoon.
The mud pit that I refuse...
Go with your brother to the Blue Lagoon.
The mud pit that I refuse to go into.
Should he bring a bathing suit?
No. Absolutely.
They're not allowed, really.
They're not allowed. It's illegal, actually.
Because there's so many gays over there.
So remember that...
They're all like Michael Jackson.
Seriously, you can ask when you get to the airport that the most famous place in Iceland is the Blue Lagoon, and go out there and enjoy the thermal water, the thermal baths, but... The one thing to remember when you get out there is bathing suits are not required. And
prohibited.
In fact, it's encouraged, customary not to wear them.
Dude, listen, I'm serious. There's like all kinds of bad stuff in those. It's fecal soup is what I called those. These bubbling brews.
It's right over there. I have that picture on the wall.
The picture of you and Buzz.
And Buzz.
But do get excited because you are about to fly to the most modern airport in the world.
And it's like really, and now I'm being serious. When you land in Iceland, it is like landing on the moon.
It is.
It's very cool.
Because you don't see another person for hours and hours and hours.
And those rocks that are there, it's very, very cool.
Well, enjoy yourself.
As a matter of fact, when America faked the moon landing, that's where they did it.
That's right. We flew it there.
What else?
What about the nudie bars?
The nudie bars.
They're all gay.
Don't exist, Arnold.
All gay, all nude.
And there's no drinking there.
Mm-hmm. Nah, come on.
No, really. There's no alcohol in Iceland.
Dry country.
Closest you're going to get to the Blue Lagoon. You can actually drink the water in the Blue Lagoon.
Oh, that's delicious.
It's good.
Thanks.
And you've heard about... Well, never mind. I can't really say right now. If I say it, we'll get in trouble.
Okay.
Are they still a client, that Iceland...
Iceland Air?
Are they still a client of ours?
I think they come back periodically.
They're a wonderful airline.
Wonderful airline.
Have a good time. They don't crash too often.
No, they don't. I think they've got a perfect safety record.
I don't believe they ever have.
Well...
In fact, they never have.
See you later.
Now, with this guy on board...
God... Goodbye. See, the thing is, I just don't feel good today.
I understand.
I just don't feel like dragging it out with these people.
I know.
I feel like chucking D.A.'s song.
Yes, she is.
Okay. Let's go to Buzz.
All right.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
I like
one man found a way to bring good news to...
to his people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's me.
He made it up.
I was, Mike knows that I'm just on fumes today.
Right.
And right now, that, like Mike's saying, all right, that's Mike's way of saying to me, shut up.
Let's move on.
You're rambling. Uh-huh. Let's just go because you're going to say something stupid and then we'll be the next ones fired.
Not true.
Yes, it is.
Not true at all.
Yes, it is.
No, no. All right.
I know you.
No.
I know you.
Not at all.
I know you.
No, come on.
You.
You're doing fine.
No, I'm not.
You're being too hard on yourself.
I suck.
You're doing too hard.
Hi, Buzz.
Oh, hi.
Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
All right.
Talk.
Jesus Christ. Talk. On the news, we'll tell you how homophobia is hurting the war in Iraq.
No homophobia in Iceland.
No, none whatsoever.
They love homos over there.
Yeah, that's why we love it.
That's right.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
It loves us. What are you doing over there?
I'm just stacking these up so you'll get mad and say all right again.
No, I'm not. I will never say all right again. Remember, all right, I say it a lot.
I know,
but in different ways. Sometimes it can be joyful, like, all right.
Stay tuned, everybody.
For news and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Kiss me.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The Shameful Joy Boys. Don and Mike.
Hi there, that's Dude Walker. For everything that has to do with our show, you go to our official website. It's www.donandmikewebsite.com.
Why don't you check out the store?
Time for Buzz's News Now and comments. Buzz is brought to you by Veramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Number one, because it works, it's doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested, get it nationwide at 1-888 try VMAX. Now here's Buzz with the candy store. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. As Don reported earlier on the show, the U.S. military considered developing a chemical weapon to make the enemy promiscuously
Buzz?
Gay to hurt their morale.
Thank you.
For reporting, for
thank
your reporting.
Thank you for saying that, as you. I reported earlier today.
Thank you for your reporting.
Like I'm a news guy.
Doesn't that feel good?
As I reported earlier today.
Correspondent Don Geronimo.
Well, at any rate, the idea of a chemical weapon to
as
make...
As I reported earlier today, yes. Beth Ann is... wearing a thong.
Don, to be accurate, that would be as earlier reported today by correspondent Joe Artinger.
Right.
Our man in the field...
Well, the idea of using chemical weaponry to make the enemy promiscuously gay was abandoned by the military, along with several other ideas after considerable time and expense, but heaven forbid any of our soldiers be gay, no matter how badly we need cunning linguists. Aside from a shortage...
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'll explain.
Okay.
Aside from a shortage of armor and training and night vision goggles, our troops need translators, people who can speak and interpret Arabic, and the Army has kicked out... over 24 of these linguists under its don't ask, don't tell policy. The military has been saying it's only discharged 7 gay linguists, but documents,
discharge.
Documents obtained under the freedom of just gay linguist right there. But documents obtained
discharge.
Under the Freedom of Information Act show that the actual number to be closer to 26 discharged.
Discharge, funny word.
By the Army.
Private Aiken?
You're discharged.
You sure is.
Well, I know.
Even a group that opposes gays in the military says the Army shouldn't have been in such a rush to recruit after 9/11. It wouldn't have this embarrassing problem.
Don, baby, how's it going?
There he is. He's spearheading that group. Yes.
Tonight, to Barbara Walters, President Bush will say the world is safer without Saddam Hussein. But is it? The chaos of Iraq, created by the U.S. invasion, has made that Middle Eastern country a breeding ground for terrorists, according to a CIA report. The report from the CIA's think tank says Iraq, with its street violence and fledgling government, has replaced Afghanistan as the number one terrorist training ground in the world.
And, you know, I read this article in the Washington Post today, mm-hmm. and this is just about the scariest thing that I've read since all this stuff began.
Quoting, it's terrifying.
That's why I don't read.
Good for you. Quoting the head of the National Intelligence Council, Iraq is a magnet for international terrorist activity. Before we arrived to whip a little democracy on Iraq, that country's government merely flirted with terrorist groups. Now, terrorists are streaming freely into Iraq, according to the research of over 1,000 U.S. and foreign experts. Here again, the words of the president 1 month before the invasion, and I quote, "A free Iraq can be a source of hope for the Middle East. Instead of threatening its neighbors and harboring terrorists, Iraq can be an example of progress." End quote.
I saw a clip
of this show tonight with Barbara Walters and the president.
Right.
And one clip they showed that's hilarious, has nothing to do with any of this policy stuff or
right.
issues. They're walking in front of the front door to the White House.
Right.
And it's Laura Bush and George Bush and Barbara Walters. And he has his dog. I don't know his dog's name, Hershey, whatever the dog's name is. I know that's your pony's name, but I'll just use it here.
Yeah.
For this, or Buddy, whatever the dog's name
whatever.
Is. And as they're walking along, I saw this on ABC today. Barbara, maybe it'll be on the show tonight. Barbara Walters says, you know, it's very interesting, President Bush. You're the most powerful man in the world, yet your dog does not obey your simple command to come. And Bush stops for a second and says, now watch, he'll come. Now, the dog was about 50 yards away. You'll see this tonight. And now, it's our president, the leader of the free world,
right.
where you really see him to be the imbecile that he is. As he goes, come on, boy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. And the dog looks so disinterested. The dog makes about a 20-foot move towards the president, and that's when he gets cocky. He says, and you'll see this tonight, he says, see, the dog's coming now. It's a good dog. Come on, buddy. And then the dog lays down. And he's still about 30 feet away. And now President Bush has to go down on his knees.
Right.
Not on his knees, but he squats down.
He goes down. Come on.
Come on. Come all the way.
Come on, dog.
Come on. Come see me. Come see me. I thought.
Oh, you're making me look stupid.
I thought it was fantastic. I wonder if he called Pooty Poot about that.
Probably did.
Hey, Pooty Poot, how things over there in the former Soviet Union?
But to his credit, the cowboy in chief says he has learned from his experience over the last 4 years. He tells Barbara Walters tonight that he regrets some of the gung-ho language he used during his first terms. Phrases like, bring them on and dead or alive. He says he'll try to be a little more diplomatic in the future. Bring it on was a little blunt, he tells Babs. The president says, Laura, and I quote, chewed me out right after that, so I do have to be cautious about, you know, conveying thoughts in a way maybe that doesn't send the wrong impressions about our country, end quote.
Come on, Laura, stop being such a wimp.
From now on, maybe the more quiet Gary Cooper type.
It's 2 minutes of President Bush standing in front of the White House going, come on, boy. And Barbara Walters going, the dog's not going to come to you. And he says, yes, he will, eventually. Come on, boy. Come on, boy.
That's the way he is.
Right.
And I can't wait. I'm going to watch it just to see
Hi, Brucey.
Yeah.
Hi, Brucey.
Well, the only comedy on tonight.
What's the nickname he gave the senator? Nelly.
Nelly.
He did, the guy didn't like Nelly, so he called him Billy or
Benny.
Benny. That was it.
Hey,
hey, how you doing, Nelly? Benny? Booty boot.
And with that, it's off to prepare for the inauguration next week, the $40 million inauguration.
Worth
and
it?
That's just how much money, a private money, has been donated to the party's party. Millions of taxpayer dollars will be spent as well on things like security. Still, $40 million is enough to buy 200 Humvees with armor.
Mm-hmm.
Or vaccines and health care for 22 million children who are tsunami victims. Or maybe a down payment on our now record-breaking $412 billion national debt. Not to mention our dying social security system and the $5 billion a month we spend on Iraq to find weapons that aren't there and to promote terrorism by trying to stop it.
You're doing it.
You're wound up today.
Inaugurations
now, Buzz.
Inaugurations have been scaled back before. Roosevelt did it after the start of World War II.
Teddy Roosevelt.
And even Bush supporters.
What was a dollar worth back then? Like a half a cent?
It was Franklin Roosevelt's.
And scaling
not
back.
Teddy.
You're sorry, Buzz.
Scaling
that.
Back. Even Bush supporters think this one should be scaled back. Billionaire Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, who voted for W twice.
Teddy was Brian Keith. You ever see that Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah. And how did you know that it was FDR, not that it could have been Teddy Roosevelt he was talking about? Right?
World War II.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
So they scaled back after World War II.
Right.
If that was Franklin, he would have come back from the. If it was Teddy, he would have
been. Okay, all right, smart guy.
Coming back from the dead.
Shouldn't have asked.
You would have known that if you heard that.
And today's page.
Oh,
you must feel better.
Oh, I do. I'm just praying that I'm able to taste or smell anything.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't happening.
When we
I've done it again. Why did you just say all right, Mike?
Well, I didn't say all right.
I just stopped the show again. I think so bad.
You are in the home stretch.
I know.
You're at the finish line.
I know. One more segment to go.
When we come back, the story of an entire.
And then I'll die on the way home. And then you'll all feel bad.
Get to bed.
Then you'll miss me.
Go to
then you'll miss
will.
Me. Then you'll miss me for about a day.
No longer than.
Go to bed.
2 days? 2 days, you think so? 2 days. I'm sorry, Buzz.
The story of an intoxicated airline pilot. With a twist.
Oh, I want to
I'll drink to that.
I want to hear about this one.
When we come back?
That's right.
Cool.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
A big part of the Salt Lake City scene. Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Who are you talking to over there, Buzz?
Myself.
Were you just practicing your news?
I was rehearsing, so it's the goodest it can be.
See, because the thing is, we're in one room, and we were having a discussion about all the things going on at the radio station.
That's funny.
And I looked over in the other room. And
he's talking to himself again?
Yeah. He's just sitting over there, and I just see his mouth going, ah-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And I thought, is he on the phone?
I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Coming up next on the Discovery Channel.
I'm Jack Barry.
Yeah. Hey, but then again, don't we all do it?
Yeah.
At one time or another, don't we all do it?
Yeah. You know? Hello, Buzz.
Especially when you're sick. Do you ever find, like, when you get a bad thought, somebody, you wake up and you go, hi there. I'll wake up in the morning. I'll go, hi there.
Testing.
Here's my thing. When I wake up in the morning, I go, and now it'll be awful because my voice is so raw. WLS.
It's a good warm up.
That's close enough. That's good enough to get through the show today.
There's a little peek behind the curtain. We all do it, ladies and gentlemen.
If you do that, you know you're alive.
Have you ever opened your mouth in the morning and scared yourself with what came out?
Absolutely.
A few nights I've had, I said, good God, there's someone in the room with me.
And not to mention the smell.
And yeah, and here's another thing.
Talk backing up.
That I've got whatever this thing is that's got me clogged up.
Uh-huh.
I can't smell or taste.
Yeah,
yet
that.
I know my breath is awful.
Right.
I can't smell it or taste it, mm-hmm. but there's a feeling in my mouth that I know no matter how many breath mints I have, no matter how much I brush my teeth, I'm going to have that sick breath, and I know it's awful.
I hadn't noticed. That's why I always think in this studio, the way we're separated, it's just enough. Yeah, would you estimate, what, about 6 feet? Maybe?
About 6 feet between the
it's
two of us.
Just enough. Well, you know, when either one of us is sick, it's just enough.
Oh, and we were just having a pool out in the hall.
Uh-huh.
Deciding when the station's going to fix the window that some roughy shot with a gun, with a .22 caliber gun.
Yes, when will the broken glass with the bullet hole be fixed? I said end of the month.
I say May 1st.
I say a year.
I'll take the over. I'll say it's more than a year.
Beth Ann has already topped you. Or no, hold on. Beth Ann said a year. I said never.
You said never.
I said it would never be fixed. I'm sorry about that.
You know what they'll do? They'll sooner let the bushes grow up in front of it so you don't see it before they... Because it's free to let bushes grow. They can spend $5 on fertilizer and cover that nicely. They'll never
fix
that.
Well, how cool is this? I'm the optimist on this.
Yeah, look at you.
All right, boy, will I be mad at the end of a month.
Optimist.
So you think in 30 days they'll fix the bullet hole in the window?
Yeah, what am I smoking?
Welcome to Buzz's Candy Store.
Joe.
Today's page from the Big Book of Homeland Insecurity has us remembering how enthusiastic we all were for the idea of letting airline pilots carry guns. In Las Vegas, an armed pilot for AirTran Airways has been charged with operating an aircraft under the influence of alcohol.
Hello!
A federal security screener smelled the booze on his breath. Police then removed Oliver Reason Jr. from the cockpit of the Atlanta-bound plane.
Reason!
No rhyme or reason.
I'll drink to that.
The 10-year veteran has been suspended after failing a breathalyzer test.
I'm just looking for a reason to believe.
The FCC may be looking into a conservative talk show host who took nearly $250,000 from the Republican government to promote its No Child Left Behind program.
Well, now, this is something that the FCC should put their big stinky nose in.
A new turn for them. Commentator Armstrong Williams may have broken the law by accepting $240,000 from the Education Department to plug its policies. Gosh, we could have spent that money on books.
Does anybody know that more people listen to sporting news radio than
this
William
Armstrong.
He's one of those guys, when I had read this story, like in some radio publication, another one of these guys, I'm like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, really. Me too.
They never heard of him.
One FCC commissioner says that should be investigated under the Payola and Plugola laws, which require a broadcaster who gets cash or gifts in trade for mentions. It requires that information to be disclosed. Armstrong never disclosed the deal until after he was caught.
You're kidding.
He says it should have been obvious.
You're supposed to disclose that?
Yeah, didn't you know?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, now you do.
I drive a General Motors car, though.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought a Toyota, too.
Right. Man, I'll have to ask somebody about that at O'Mara's tonight.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hey, that's the winner.
That's the first one of 2000.
First one of the new year, Mike.
Excellent.
You have shown excellent restraint.
Yeah, I have.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Thank you so much. It's been so hard.
Armstrong Williams says it should have been obvious when he was talking about No Child Left Behind that it was a paid commercial. Should have been obvious.
I'm Armstrong Williams. What a pompous ass name.
Armstrong Williams. This is Armstrong Williams.
In another blow to the right, the devil went down to Georgia to rip some conservative propaganda out of school textbooks. A federal judge has ordered the removal of stickers placed in high school biology books that call evolution, quote, a theory, not a fact. The judge says the sticker amounts to...
It is a theory.
Sticker?
It's a theory. And I spent a lot of time putting those stickers in there.
The sticker amounts to a government endorsement of a religious belief violating the constitutional requirement that church and state be kept separate.
Observe the sticker.
Stickers were put into the books 2 years ago in a suburb of Atlanta. Quoting the judge, funded by taxpayers, the sticker tells some citizens they are political outsiders while telling others they are political insiders.
You don't get that sticker in a book without an opposable thumb.
Stick with a winner and win with a sticker.
I'm Nick Sticker. Come on,
lick that sticker.
Sometimes, of course, education can go too far the other way. Dateline Palo Alto, California. Career day for some eighth graders at a middle school. One of the speakers, a man who told the girls they can make good money as strippers. Maybe $250,000 a year, depending on their bust size.
Oh, God. How old were the girls?
Eighth grade.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear what I said?
For every extra...
That's the man.
That's him.
Rudy.
For every...
What kind of tricks are you playing anyway?
Every extra 2 inches of bust line, he told the girls, a girl should get another $50,000 a year. William Freed was a popular speaker at the school. This was his third year back to give his hour-long presentation, The Secret of a Happy Life. He probably won't be back next year.
You lazy loafer.
Sure, he talks about accounting and nursing, but his list of possible occupations
nursing.
Also includes psychic and exotic dancer.
No.
The principal has sent home with the kids letters of apology to the parents.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You're really coming along.
Thanks so much.
Oh, George.
From our Isn't It...
Rudy.
From the Isn't It Ironic department, because of his health, Pope John Paul II may not be with us much longer, but he says the devil won't be with us much longer either. For an audience of 7,000 yesterday at the Vatican, the pontiff said that the increase in violence and injustice in the world proves that Satan is furious because he doesn't have much time left.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm for the good guys in this.
Is sure. That whole apocalypse stuff, though?
Absolutely. I think that doesn't that kind of tie into the tsunami, mudslide, crazy stuff that we're hearing now that the world's coming to an end?
Absolutely. The Pope did, in fact, invoke the apocalypse to say that Satan will ultimately be defeated.
I just want to say this. The world is ending.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this seriously. On this holiday weekend, go see Fat Albert.
There you go.
Yeah. If the world is ending, make that your last act.
Amen.
This holiday weekend.
That's right. Finally, there's a place in France where they rub a statue's pants. At a cemetery in Paris, they've built a fence around a famous tomb to keep women from touching it. The statue is of 19th century journalist Victor Noir, who was...
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
The statue was of this journalist who was due to get married on the day that he was killed in a duel. The statue has Noir lying flat on his back, accentuating his endowment. Female visitors to the tomb apparently find it difficult to resist touching that part of the statue and rubbing it. Worn away the statue, in fact, but
wait for the genie to come out.
For years, the legend has had it.
Made you laugh.
Yeah. For years, the legend's had it, but a woman who kisses the statue will find a husband by the end of the year. Considerably sooner, we imagine, if she does the rubbing thing. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Calm down, Tiger.
Let me say, somebody's been married 23 and a half, almost 24 years.
Uh-huh.
Once you get married,
they
don't go near that statue.
No.
That's a dead statue.
Turn to stone.
We got to run, everybody. Have a great 3-day weekend. See Fat Albert. We'll be back on Tuesday with a new episode. Please stay tuned for Ron and Fez. We're so happy to announce we'll continue working here at WJFK and Live 105 with the Buzz of Tampa Bay.
Absolutely.
Ron and Fez are next, and we'll be back on Monday with a new episode.
Tuesday.
Right. If I'm here Monday, I'll be here by myself.
Right.
Good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir.
Feel better, Don.
I will. Love your freedom. Love your bar. We'll be back on Monday. And you, your big love.
Two words for you.
Okay, what?
Alan Arkin.
Boil your beans.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.